Representatives of Lexington's Palestinian-affiliated community made another plea before the Lexington City Council. Prior to public comment at the end of Tuesday's council meeting, council member Jennifer Reynolds read a statement. She said, quote, "I want Lexington residents to know that we care about them.
We care about our Israeli residents and our Palestinian residents. And as a human leader that values life, I want to say that I want to see a ceasefire in Gaza."
Ala Hassan was among about 20 residents asking council to approve a resolution. She said supporting a ceasefire sets the stage for a ripple effect in the hearts and minds of individuals,
influencing not only the legislators and leaders within our region, but also extending to neighboring cities and states. This has the potential to bring about genuine impact and usher in real change.
Alyssa Rigney, a college senior, used her 3 minutes at the podium to describe her entire day, which began by waking up safely and attending to her dog.
"I take him outside and I listen to the birds chirping, the traffic moving quickly on Oliver Lewis Way. The sound of drones and bombs do not reach me. I only look up because I want to watch the clouds. Across the street, I wave and say good morning to my neighbor. His house is still standing as well, and he is in good spirits."
In addition to calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, the resolution also spoke of condemning war crimes and an end to Israeli occupation and the blockade. No action was taken by the council. I'm Stu Johnson.